When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So, how far are you willing to go on a first date if the weather kind of turns on you? Because there aren't a lot of like indoor dates happening right now. So let's say it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you reschedule?
No. Yeah, I reschedule. My hair does not excel in the wet.
And he doesn't wear hats. No, I think you can go for it. It's kind of cute. As long as it's not like torrential.
Now, Caleb, that brings us to you and Tyler, who matched on Bumble a couple of weeks ago. Tell us your story.
Well, we set up, you know, for a date. And like you said, a couple of days out, the weather report was saying that it was going to pour all day long. So I called Tyler and said, you know, should we just reschedule, cancel, and, you know, try to do it some other time? And he texted me back, no, even if it's pouring in a thunderstorm, I want to see you and we're going on a walk. That's why they make umbrellas.
No.
Oh.
That stole my heart from the get-go. So the day comes and everything's great. It doesn't rain. We go on our walk. We had so much fun. You know, I live out in Milton, and we did like four laps around my neighborhood and just talked, and it was great. But I haven't heard from him since, and I just kind of wanted to know why he ghosted me and if there's any chance for a second shot.
Do you think maybe he's disappointed because he spent a lot of money on an umbrella and didn't get to use it?
Okay, TJ. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I'm saying, if you buy new pants and you can't wear those pants, you're going to be upset.
Okay, Caleb, so what we're going to do next is we're going to call Tyler and we're going to find out what happened here, okay?
That would be great.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So if you missed Caleb's story, it's pretty cool. He and a guy named Tyler meet on Bumble a couple weeks ago. It was looking like when they went out for their social distance first date / walk or whatever you want to call it. Because, listen, I don't want to put a label on anything too quickly here.
Of course not.
But, Caleb, you thought it was going to rain. You offered to reschedule. And what did Tyler say to you?
He said he doesn't care about the rain. He'll use an umbrella, but he wants to get together and meet and get to know each other. And, I mean, I was swept off my feet.
This is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to see it.
That's really nice.
I think the thing is here, afterwards, you didn't hear anything from him.
No.
Like, the date goes really well, and the rain didn't even happen. So, here's the question. He ghosted you. Do you really want to find out the answer as to why? Because sometimes the answers can be a little harsh.
Well, sometimes I know the reason why. Sometimes I can look back and go, oh, that makes sense, but I don't know what happened.
You're stumped.
We had a wonderful date.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there, we're looking for Tyler.
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Well, what's up? I'm either won money or I'm on Ghosted.
Oh, man, he knows. Okay, so you are number two. You are on Ghosted, sir. Welcome.
Do you have any money?
He's like, can I have the other one?
Maybe. No money, potentially a second date in
oh,
it for
fun.
You.
Oh, you're fun.
Let me guess. Okay, so I must be, Mary is on the other line.
No. okay, so well, Caleb, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, it's Caleb. Who's Mary?
Caleb, well, that's good news too. How's it going?
Good, good. So, is there a Mary in here too?
All right. So, Caleb, I hope you don't think that I was only talking to you. I thought I was very upfront about the fact that I've been going out on a few dates every week.
Yeah, I'm just a little caught off guard. That's all. I didn't know how many people you had ghosted, and one of them's name was Mary. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I'm a little. I'm sorry. I just thought I was very clear that I.
All right.
You know,
yeah, okay.
It's fine. I don't mind competition. I don't mind
like this. Okay. I like
it
the confidence.
Like there wasn't enough clarity. So let's actually get to the bottom of this.
So here, yeah. Caleb, basically, Caleb and Tyler, we just want to ask if you want to go on a second date, because Tyler, obviously, you know, he wanted to find out why he was ghosted, but you know from listening to Ghosted that we always try to reconnect people if they're comfortable, and I'm just wondering if you guys both feel comfortable.
Well, all right. Caleb. I had a great time on our date. I thought it was a lot of fun. But you blew up my phone so much after our date that I kind of, like, red flagged you. And that's why I kind of put you on ghost. Because, when you text someone 7 times in a row with no response and expect that person to think you're not, like, clingy or... You know, I don't want to, like, put you down or anything. But that being said, if you're still, if you want to, like, go out with me, I will take a free second date. But you know, we can just text time and place. We don't have to machine gun me with a bunch of text every 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now,
sound like a corporate
statement. Now, however, now I can see both sides here because Caleb, if you told us that beforehand, we probably would have been able to point out the reason you got ghosted. Yeah. But
I didn't, you know, he was so persistent about, you know, who cares about the weather. I thought I was trying to be persistent too. I was just trying to match his persistent, you know, attitude with one of my own.
All right, now, fair enough, man. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
So, what do you guys want to do, Caleb? Because Tyler's...
I'm in. I would love to go on another date. Absolutely.
All right. And you know what? Chalk it up to that. Miscommunication.
Yeah, there you go.
The thing is, everything before you're, like, official is fragile.
Yeah,
right? You
have
to be very careful. So
it's
listen.
It's a weird space.
So both of you, congratulations. We'll pick up the second date.
Yay!
We wish you guys the best going forward, together or apart, however it ends up.
Yeah, I'm in. That would be great. Okay. But I do want to know who Mary is. So how does that work?
She's coming on the date, too.
Yeah. All right.